Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning, now 747 here on KNSS on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Former Goddard mayor given diversion after allegedly making fake tickets to a zoo fundraiser.
Two.
Another night of unrest in Minnesota after a police-involved killing.
One.
In Tennessee, high school student killed in shootout with police. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things in traffic right now looking pretty good on the Wichita roadways. We do have some fairly high traffic volumes. It doesn't really appear to be slowing things down too badly out there. Remember, if you see a traffic slowdown, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline. And that number is 869-1330. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Increasing clouds today with a high of 59 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 58 degrees. Now partly cloudy, northeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 43 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Call to reserve a table on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 749 now, Steve and Ted. The government wants advice for making COVID masks better.
This is House Call for Health. The Department of Health and Human Services is looking for a little help designing new face masks. They're calling their competition the Mask Innovation Challenge, Building Tomorrow's Mask, and they're offering $500,000 in total cash prizes. Many public health agencies around the world want citizens to wear masks to stop the spread of respiratory diseases. Entries must be submitted by April 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern. HHS is partnering with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health for this project. For more on the coronavirus, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks ended just below the latest record highs they hit last week as technology companies slipped Monday. The S&P edged down less than a point, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gave up 50 points. Investors are continuing to focus on the economic recovery as well as concerns about inflation and rising bond yields. Nuance Communications soared after Microsoft agreed to buy the speech technology company. The Dow closed down 54 points. U.S. government's budget deficit surged to an all-time high of $1.7 trillion for the first 6 months of this budget year. That's nearly double the previous record, as another round of economic support checks added billions of dollars to spending last month. Treasury Department says the deficit for the first half of the budget year from October through March was up from a deficit of $743.5 billion for the same time, same period, a year ago. Now look at some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Back to the movies. Regal is announcing its reopening for its Wichita locations. Those Warren Theater locations will reopen beginning next week with the West Side Warren on Friday, April 23rd. The East Side Warren is scheduled to reopen May 7th, and the Old Town Warren on Friday, May 21st. So they're opening the doors. Those dates and locations are listed along with the hundreds of other Regal locations on the company's website. Monday, theaters have been closed through most of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Boeing 777X is getting a vote of confidence from the CEO of an airline. Qatar Airways CEO says they will take its new wide-body jets as soon as they can get their own pilots into the cockpits. That's according to an airline leader, Akbar Al-Baiker. The CEO says Boeing told him that his airline would get three of the new wide-body jets 2 years from now. He suggested that his company has edged out Lufthansa as the very first airline to get Boeing's biggest, newest jet. Restaurant owners are taking great interest in the federal government's new $28.6 billion Restaurant Revitalization Fund. They are seeing the program as welcome relief that could get them over the COVID hump. For many restaurants, the Paycheck Protection Program was too limiting in how the funds could be used, and many newer establishments did not qualify. However, the RRF can be used for mortgages, rent, utilities, supplies, food and beverage inventory, and payroll and operational expenses. That's news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning here on a Tuesday morning at 7:52 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, today is National Peach Cobbler Day. Okay. Are you a fan?
To be honest, not really.
Not a big
I like
fan?
Other cobblers better than peach.
Really?
I would prefer a blackberry or a cherry cobbler.
Okay. Well, my wife makes an excellent peach cobbler. This delicious dessert originated during the 19th century. In 2007, the world's largest peach cobbler was made at the Georgia Peach Festival. Where else?
Of course.
And it consisted of 90 pounds of butter, 150 pounds of sugar.
Now you're talking.
150 pounds of flour, 32 gallons of milk, and 75 gallons of peaches. National Peach Cobbler Day.
Like yeah, I said, if I'm served the peach cobbler, I'm kind of eating more cobbler than peach.
Yeah, well, peach cobbler. My wife, as I said, my wife makes a good one.
And in the summertime, get it a la mode.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're taking it to the next level,
my friend. That's what I was thinking. Isn't peach cobbler good with a little dollop of ice cream
yeah,
right on the top of it?
Is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything's good with ice cream on top of it, except maybe steak, something like that. All right. 7:54 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on KNSS, we have the latest on another night of unrest in Minnesota over a police-involved killing. That's coming up. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
That's right. We have a top 20 softball team in action, the Shockers, this afternoon. We'll preview that one coming up in sports.
And entertainment news, as always, the Blur coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we got your entertainment news for you at 8:35 this morning. Good segment. Don't miss it.
Stay with us. All of that in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.